supreme, love supreme, love supreme, love supreme, love supreme.
Little section of John Coltrane's legendary A Love Supreme there, and welcome back to Jazz FM. Writer and journalist Paul Bradshaw in for a chat. Hi, Paul.
Yep, greetings, Chris.
And the esteemed vibes and marimba player and roller skater, Orphy Robinson.
Hi, yeah, how you doing?
Kingpins of the jazz scene in the UK. You guys have been working on a project over the last few years, which is the re-envisaging of A Love Supreme by John Coltrane, and couple of performances in different places, including the Meltdown Festival in the South Bank. That was sold out, I think, twice over, wasn't it?
Yes, that's right. Less, yeah, I think the which was great, good audience.
And a sacred place, a chapel,
King's College Chapel. Yeah, yeah, beautiful. That was really a lovely Midsummer's Night, 2012. That was the premiere of this piece.
Happens again on the 9th of December at the Union Chapel in Islington in North London. Just happens to be the exact recording date of John Coltrane's A Love Supreme, 50 years ago. Is that a joyful coincidence or was that by design?
Oh, absolutely by design, yeah.
What was John Coltrane thinking at the time? Where was his mind state at? Because this piece of music is literally like an offering to the higher power that he'd found something within himself, right? What was he going through at the time?
Well, I think at the time, I think you have to think, well, it was 1964, so it was quite a turbulent time in America. And he kind of vanished into one of the kind of more quiet regions of his house and was there for a very long time. And when he reappeared with this piece of music. And he said at the time it was the first time that he'd ever conceived a whole piece in one go. And, you know, Alice Coltrane described it as, you know, as Moses coming down from the mountain, basically. I mean, it was that profound.
I mean, the Smithsonian Institute regards it as one of the treasures of American history, this piece of music, Orph.
I would think so. I mean, I've sort of had discussions before with classical musicians who've been very inspired by The Love Supreme many times before. Obviously, musicians have sort of covered the whole album. It, you know, it happens probably quite a few times per year in various different countries. But I think when we first spoke, the idea was that we would, you know, pay a homage to it and sort of take certain aspects of that and certain aspects of the live performance as well and see how that could be now, you know, created into a new original sort of look at the music.
We kind of looked at a lot of the recordings that had been done of Love Supreme, and we listened to a lot of different aspects of that. I mean, and obviously the profound ones were Alice Coltrane's version of A Love Supreme. Also, we listened to people like Angar Diaz, his version of Love Supreme, which you know is a short piece which features Batar drums. Also, we listened to what Coltrane was doing at the end of his life. So there's a lot of discussion at the moment about the Temple University album recording, and in a way we kind of took that side of Coltrane's development on board for this project. It's, I think, when you listen to the piece live, it's actually quite wild. Certainly the two central parts of the suite are pretty out there.
Yes, they are. I mean, obviously, I now, there's sort of, for myself, there's been a comparison in the last year because the this new album that was released with John Coltrane, which is very in your face sort of thing.
Offering,
which I listened to on a sort of long car journey, and yeah, it was really something else. And so you kind of, you know, go into that and you sort of see that he went beyond how you would normally sort of think of music and approaching music. I used to sort of look at soloists, various different soloists and various different genres, and what I kind of got to was a point where I thought, it wasn't about the notes, it was about the spirituality of what you were trying to do and what you were trying to achieve. So you were trying to speak with a voice. And I hope also with the way that I conduct the music, I do have quite a bit of leeway to an extent to actually bring that out and to go with things, extend things in the moment, curtail things, whatever, so that there really is a narrative and a story going all the way through. The end section, we've brought in, Roland has brought in the music around the original prayer that was on the album sort of sleeve, and that again is a whole other journey. You know, that's a concert in itself, you know, but we try to kind of again to make that narrative make sense for the audience that's listening at the time, and also for the musicians.
It's a poem which is basically about love. I mean, the whole piece is about love. I think that is the kind of idea that what we want to kind of portray. It's we live in a world which is full of strife, and not enough people talk about love.
Yeah, I think you're right, particularly at this moment, at this juncture. What's been really good is that you come off of stage, you know, with the musicians, they're very euphoric, the audience members that we've met, people that we've met. It's all of the, we've been to somewhere mentally, spiritually, at that time, and you don't always get that in concerts.
Interestingly, this year, Ravi Coltrane, John Coltrane's son, is reimagining, reinterpreting, whatever you want to
sure,
call it.
That's
he's
right.
doing it again.
Yes, he is, yeah.
A Love Supreme. I wonder how he'll go about it. I guess he'll say, well, you know, it's 50th year and I plan to do it. But I sometimes think, I wonder if you guys inspired that idea, doing it over here.
Well, I mean, now with the internet and various different things, we do know that a lot of the musicians out there, Americans, are friends of ours as well. Ravi is a friend. So, you know, we do know that we look at what each other are doing and various different things. But also sometimes just the kind of atmosphere of you know, where we are as people makes you kind of go back to things and look at things in a new light as well. So I think it's fantastic that he's going to be doing that.
Good to talk to you guys. And yeah, get yourself down to the Union Chapel in Islington on Tuesday, the 9th of December, on the actual 50th anniversary of the recording of A Love Supreme, for the re-envisaging with Orphy Robinson and Roland Sutherland and friends, huge aggregation. And Paul Bradshaw, one of the curators and the people who's driven this project, thanks for coming in, sir, both of you.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure. Great.
Pleasure. Yeah.